Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, so much that I will be talking about. Our telephone number is 312-981-7200 because most of all, as always, I'm here for you, especially this morning. Happy to take your phone calls. Have a question about your dog or your cat's behavior or any other pet question for me, or you could text me once the text screen is set up here. 312-981-7200. Text number, phone number, same. 312-981-7200. Well, I did mention today is National Puppy Mill Awareness Day, and there's a march that's been going on now for 3 or 4 years down Michigan Avenue. I've participated in it, I think, every year, where it begins now right across from where I am now. I'm at the Tribune Tower. This is right across the street next to the Wrigley Building, and it goes down to about Water Tower Place, and then right back up toward where it began. So it's not a very long march, what, about 5 blocks? Last year, I think my wife, I know she ducked into Nordstrom's halfway through the walk and then came out with a few bags. So you could do that if you want. Well-behaved dogs are more than welcome to the event. It begins at 12 noon. There's no charge or anything. And the point is to make a statement about puppy mills, about what they really are, what they're really all about. And they, you know what? I would like us to stop doing this puppy mill march, but they still exist. And they exist for one reason, and that's because people buy puppy mill dogs, oftentimes, most often, are unaware of it. So if you go to a pet store where it is still legal in places in this country, unfortunately, to buy a dog, except the kind of pet store that I'm going to be talking about in a moment, that adopts out dogs, their heroes, the Dog Patch. I'll talk to them. They're about them. They're a sponsor, but they really do. They walk the walk. They adopt out dogs. That's their model. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about pet stores that sell dogs, sometimes cats. A responsible breeder is never going to sell to a pet store. It really is that simple. But the other way in which people purchase these dogs unknowingly, sometimes cats, is online. You know, I mean, the websites look good. Some even say they are not for profits, but they are very much for profits. And they're nothing but puppy mills. Horrible places. I mean, ideally, really, if you cannot see the place you are getting that animal from, don't get that animal. That's sort of the bottom line there. Because you can be fooled. And I know people, smart people, who have been fooled. So anyway, I hope to see you at 12 noon. Right out here on Michigan Avenue as we walk down the street to create some awareness about the topic that I just spoke about puppy mills. By the way, Paws Chicago will be out here around the same time. So Paws Chicago is going to be doing one of their many adopt events at around 12 noon till 4 o'clock right next door to where I'm at now. Everything is next door to where I'm at now, I believe. That is right next to the Tribune. At a place that I think is heaven on earth, Dylan's Candy Bar. If you've not been to that place, it's incredible. It's right next to the Tribune here. And Paws is going to have, as I said, from noon to four, dogs. And I don't know if they're going to bring cats or not that are available for adoption. These are homeless dogs. And hopefully... dogs will be adopted out. And you know what? Odds are great with all the puppy mill marchers walking right by them. I think they planned it rather well. Coincidence? Maybe not so much. Again, our phone number, 312-981-7200. Animal Care and Control is the city's municipal shelter. And sometimes they hit the news for reasons that aren't so good. Well, you know what? There's an executive director there, and I have known every executive director, I won't tell you how many decades it goes back, but far enough where a Chicago police officer, it was called the City Pound back then, And that was the mentality, you know. And a dog would, or cat would land there. And if the owner didn't find the animal soon, somehow, some way, because greatly that was before microchipping became a big thing, then the animal would be euthanized. And that was that. Over. Not like that anymore at all. And I've seen every director, executive director, since then come in. And most have been good, who have done the job to the best of their ability. Well, the one we have now is very special. Her name is Susan Russell. She's an exceedingly intelligent lady, exceedingly savvy, and she has a giant heart. But what I talked about at the special open house, greatly for aldermen in Chicago and representatives of various aldermen who did attend, I explained that Chicago, and this is the truth, has a far lower budget, less to work with, because dollars, they matter, less to work with than most cities our size and many, many cities smaller than us. Yet our save rate, as it's sometimes called, the amount of animals that are adopted out, is greater than most cities. Right now, in the cat side of thing, it's about 90%, a little over that. Dogs, it's in mid-80%. Not perfect, and we need it to be closer to perfect. So how do we get there? Well, the city needs more resources at a time when I know they are really hard to come by for animal care and control. That's the only way I see it happening. The good news about all that is you have so many committed employees there. The good news is you have more volunteers coming in. The good news is you have more organizations pulling out these animals to make that save rate possible. But at the end of the day, to some extent, like everything else in the world, it is about money. And my hope is that the city of Chicago finds a way to say, okay, let's increase the budget at least a little bit, because at the other end, we're going to save money. So if more comes in, here is why on the other end you save money. There's actually a dollar and cents cost to euthanizing animals. It doesn't come free. Nothing does, right? And this doesn't either. Also, there's the right thing to do factor. It is the right thing to do. And Susan Russell is doing right by Chicago Animal Care and Control. It was my honor to introduce her yesterday to be at this event. I did not create it. I don't deserve credit for this. Others created a petition that you can sign that says, I'm a Chicagoan. It's one of those online petitions, and says, I'm a Chicagoan. I care a lot about Chicago Animal Care and Control, about what our euthanasia rate is or is not. And I'm going to do something about it by signing this petition. Go to my blog / website. It's stevedale.tv. You will see it. All I'm asking folks to do is to sign it. If you live in Chicago, sign the petition and also contact your alderman. Best go in. All aldermen, all 50 of them in Chicago, have a day where they welcome their citizens to come in and say, hey, this is what I'm interested in. This is what I'm asking you about. Every alderman does that. If you don't have time to do that, at least try to do this, and that is call the aldermanic office and send an email, one or the other, at least. And also tell your friends about it. So it's at stevedale.tv. You would not be listening to the show if you did not care about animals. Please stand up, and this is an opportunity. We have one now to do something about it. And I hope you take advantage of that. Some of you have taken advantage of this, the fact that my phone lines are open. 312-981-7200, or you could text me at that same number. All right, well, lots of text here. What would you say? A litter of text have come in. There's no way I could even get to the ball. I'm having trouble potty training my 10-month-old Maltese. She is mostly deaf. She can only hear very loud noises or feel vibrations. I've never had to train a deaf puppy before. Any advice? Yeah, dogs are actually better at understanding how we're saying than what we're saying by watching our body cues. So give a signal and associate that with what you want. So when we train dogs, think about it now, when you train a dog to sit, not only do you say sit, but we usually lift our left hand or right hand up a little bit, sort of up toward our face when we ask our dogs to sit. When we say down, we do the opposite generally. We just do it almost. You know, we put our hand sort of down toward the ground a little bit or pointing that way. Well, just use a signal. Be consistent and train the same way. You could use a treat to lure the dog so that way the dog knows what you want. So if you want the dog to lay down, put the treat down on the ground, and the only way the dog can get to it is to lay down, then good, you've got it. You don't have to say good if your dog can't hear you. You can say it if you like. You can smile, and your dog actually sees that. You could do a little, yay, applaud, but it's the signal that the dog will associate that's most important. Getting the treat, then, is the reward. To go out potty, what you do is the same sort of thing. You don't have to worry about saying good potty, right, if the dog can't hear you, but you take the dog out, especially at the time that you know that dog's got to go first thing in the morning. So you pace back and forth a couple times. If your dog succeeds, hooray, it's just like training any other dog. You've got this amazing, incredible treat in your pocket. You don't have to jump up and down because the dog can't hear you say what, you know, good potty. That won't work, but what will work is you giving this amazing treat when the dog goes and you smiling and being happy about it. Your dog, hearing or not, will understand by watching how happy you are. And they probably understand how happy we are in ways we don't even understand. Lots of texts I'll get to, or try to. I won't get to them all. So tell me again, says the text, where I could find that petition about Chicago Animal Care and Control, because I want to sign it. It's on my website, stevedale.tv. Some texts are inexplicable. This says, Steve, I'm single, and I love Cheryl Ladd, was it? I lost it here. Oh, my goodness. I think it was Cheryl Ladd, you know, the actress. Well, interesting. This one says, what do you think of cat hoarding? Lady here has over 50 cats in her house. I don't want to give the location. What do I do about it? Well, you can call Chicago Animal Care and Control, or you can call Anti-Cruelty Society of Chicago. They have investigators that can come out. You know, hoarding's a very difficult thing because how do you get in legally? How do you get into someone's house? And it's complicated because this isn't only an animal welfare issue, which it certainly is, but it's also a Department of Human Family Services issue, and I think the city departments are finally beginning to work together. But if you don't find success in that route, contact me, and I will try to help you out, because terrible situation for the animals. And it's interesting that we're seeing more hoarding than ever before. Maybe it's just being reported more than ever before. Steve, my cat is doing number two outside the litter box. What should I do? Well, first see your veterinarian. There most likely is a medical reason for that, or at least a medical reason involved. Could be that your cat is constipated. Could be, did you make a change in your cat's food? Could be you're not scooping the box as often as you should. And the cat thinks, oh, this is a dirty toilet. Some cats, for inexplicable reasons, decide, I want one box for number one and a box right next to that box for number two. But before you investigate why that is happening, could be relationships between cats in the house. Cats will sometimes happily do number one in the box, and they kind of hit and run, even though they're concerned about another cat in the house. Number two takes longer to do. They're more vulnerable. You got to get out the newspaper and all that. And they just don't have the time to do that. They feel concerned about another cat. But before going in that direction at all, contact your veterinarian. And you should do that. So the Puppy Mill March begins at 12 noon across the street from where I'm at, right next to the Wrigley Building, across from Tribune Tower. I hope to see you out there. I believe our newsman with a cause, Dave Schwanee, may make a special guest appearance.